From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Joseph Luis Chapero, the Catalan regional police officer, said there have been four arrests in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region Thursday that left at least 14 people dead and dozens more injured. He said the attack suspects were in custody, and they include three Moroccans and a Spaniard. Police said they are still searching for the brother of one of the men already in police custody, but they do not know whether he is the actual driver of the van. Police in Finland said a man stabbed eight people on Friday in the western city of Turku, killing two of them before police officers shot him in the thigh and then later detained him. You hear the voice of Tapio Hatunen, the Turku area police chief, who said that authorities were alerted at 4:02 p.m. that a stabbing had taken place in Turku's market square. Police are looking for more potential suspects in the attack. The suspect was being treated in the city's main hospital, but in police custody. The man's identity and nationality are being investigated. An Afghan official says seven people have died in two separate incidents of violence in the western Herat province. Hekmatullah Hekmat, this governor of Shindad, says a gun battle between two rival Taliban groups killed four people, all were members of the same family, when a mortar shell hit their home. The fighting erupted overnight and lasted into early Friday. In the same district, also on Friday, a roadside bombing killed three civilians driving a car. No one has claimed responsibility, but Hekmat has blamed the Taliban. This is VOA News. The top U.S. general has wrapped up his visit to China as tensions on the Korean Peninsula are expected to increase. On Monday, U.S. and South Korean militaries are expected to conduct a joint military exercise. VOA's Carla Baab is traveling with General Joe Dunford and has the latest from Beijing.
General Joe Dunford met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday during a three-day visit filled with what he called transparent and candid exchanges with Chinese leaders.
I think everybody agrees that diplomatic and economic pressure for now is the right approach. And again, everyone believes that the UN Security Council sanctions now must be vigorously enforced to set the conditions for a broader political discussion that would take place.
Dunford's time in China included a visit with troops at the country's Northern Theater Command, which oversees Chinese military forces deployed along the 1,400-kilometer border with North Korea. He also signed a new communications agreement with China's military that sets up high-level talks in November and aims to prevent miscalculation in the event war breaks out on the Korean Peninsula. Carla Babb, VOA News, Beijing.
Rescue officials in Sierra Leone warned Friday that the chances of finding survivors in the debris of this week's mudslides are getting smaller every day as bereaved and homeless survivors face the magnitude of what they have lost. Here is the voice of one survivor.
Well, our hearts are still in that heavy because of this situation. And we don't know what will happen next within 2 days or 3 days. So we really want the government, the NGOs, to assist us to evacuate people from this community, find a suitable place for us where we can live with our families. We are really begging.
Burials and rescue efforts pressed on amid the threat of further disaster. Up to 450 bodies have been recovered in and around the capital of Freetown after Monday's mudslides and flooding. Some 600 others are still missing and feared dead. A Kenya police monitor has begun investigating at least 28 deaths following last week's disputed elections, and investigations have already attended the autopsies of a young girl and a baby allegedly killed by police. The government-funded but civilian-run Independent Police Oversight Authority is fast-tracking investigations of all deaths and injuries attributed to the police following the elections. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday decided to dismiss his chief strategist, Steve Bannon. Bannon, according to the New York Times, insisted on the parting of ways was his idea and had submitted his resignation to the president 11 days ago in preparation for it to be announced at the start of this week. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.